the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch after a Tuesday off. We're here Wednesday. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. And Bruno.
I played an Instagram video.
Bruno, I mean, seconds before the show is supposed to start, starts playing a thing on his phone. Hadn't been here for one day. Oh, man. Coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. It always feels good to come back after, like, the days off, like the one day off. It just feels, I don't know, the energy is always a little bit better. Especially after, you know, last time we were on air, we were going into Monday Night Football, and now the Titans won, and I'm the only one that picked them. I think I'm the only one that picked them all in Nashville, by the way.
It's one of those things where, like, you know, we're in a good mood because we're not Braves fans, so we just don't care, right?
Bozos. Oh, man. You know what? We want the Braves to win. But I'm going to laugh when they lose. Like, that really is what happened. You can't have that kind of lead and then just give it up in, like, three swings.
5-2
and then they gave it up, ended up being 6-2 real quick. Or, sorry, 6-5 real quick. But, hey, Braves baseball later on today. See if they could try to get that, just climb that Dodger Hill. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. We always want you to join the show, though. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank phone line. Got lines available all day today. Anything you want to talk about, we will be there for you. A lot of stuff happened, obviously. Let's go back to Monday night. Titans getting the win against the Bills, Bruno. An unlikely win.
I saw the first touchdown while I was training. So, like, I was keeping up with it on the GameCast, though, and I saw the first touchdown. I was like, yep, it is over. Also, Ray, your team in fantasy put up a heck of a fight. I tried. Yeah, Cole Beasley, for some reason, decided to get 20 points this game. So
yeah, Cole Beasley, I mean,
played really well.
Bills
played well. Well, that's one of those things the Titans just brought their A game.
Well, I don't even think it's – I think the Titans didn't play all that well. I really don't think the Titans – they didn't play – I think they were losing the turnover battle
Ryan
the whole
Tannehill
way through.
He had 40 yards going in halftime or something, an interception.
It wasn't like the Titans were just out there playing this amazing game of football where what I was trying to say on Monday, where the only way they're going to win is if they just – their offense – who cares what the defense does? Offense just needs to be amazing. The offense really wasn't that great. A.J. Brown got going late in the game. Of course, it was needed. I think he had 8 receptions, 91 yards. But for the most part, the Titans team did not really play that super amazing.
Act of God from the Julio catch.
That Julio catch. I was the only one in the press box. I was like, he caught that ball. And everybody's like, no, he didn't catch that. I'm like, he 100% caught that football. and of course, you saw the one official. He waves it off. And I forget who I'm sitting next to. Burton was near me, though. I'm like, they're waving it off. I'm like, they got a review. And I think I tweeted it instantly. And then they didn't even review it. They're like, yeah, it was a catch.
You should be like, taking bets now.
I know. I should have. There was somebody. I don't know who he is. He's next to me up there in the press box. And he was like, oh, no, he didn't catch that. I was like, I'll put my mortgage on the fact that he caught that ball.
Yeah, it's interesting. You never actually put your mortgage up. I want to take you up on that one time. I could use a house.
I'll lose on that bet. It's when I don't actually do it, I win. But the Titans did not play this amazing brand of football at all. It wasn't like they were overly tight. Now, Derrick Henry, little different. Derrick Henry, that man, I'm going to ask this question again to Bruno. We asked it 2 weeks ago or so. Are you worried about the usage of Derrick Henry right now?
Of course. Like, this is so – listen, we're – J-Rob, Vrabel have their best interests in mind. It's called keep this job as long as possible, win a Super Bowl, yada, yada. And even if that thought isn't intrinsically in their head, if they, like, listen to the show and they're like, this kid doesn't know
what's
in my head.
Which they do every day. They're big fans of the show.
But say for whatever reason they were listening to the show and they're like, I don't think like that. But deep down, like, that's, like, you know, it's the self-preservation of humans.
Right.
Like, they're like, I have to do – the rest of their offense, it's just not – like, the rest of their football team is just – if Derrick Henry was not on this team, we're probably – like two wins
maybe.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Derek, so they're going to pound this guy into the dirt.
And for it this looks good now. Super,
yeah, it looks great now. There's.
Is he going to be able to keep this up 10 weeks in a row?
There's no way a human body can do this. And if there's anyone that can, you know, it's got to be Derrick Henry. So we'll see. But I'm thinking over the years, like, this is a guy, you know, you don't want to run into the ground. But at the same time, what makes Derrick Henry great? It's like rushing a lot and getting that to that 2,000-yard mark. So if we scale him back, it's going to be like, well, is he really even that great? So people, you know, people expect the workload out of him now.
Right.
And he's not getting paid great money in comparison
compared to what he does. No, he's not. He's very low end of the totem pole with pay. I mean, I bring it up every time we talk about the pay for Derrick Henry. He's getting paid less than what Chris Johnson was getting paid here.
Chris Johnson was hype.
And when everybody remembers when Chris Johnson got that paycheck, the next years it was they couldn't afford the offensive line or they couldn't afford other pieces around Chris Johnson that made him so great. Derrick Henry, and then Chris Johnson numbers fell off. Derrick Henry has not fell off a bit.
Yeah,
getting the contract.
Titans have a decent O-line, although the whole—I was going to say—they're running into a little bit of an injury bug, but their whole team is just running into an injury bug. I mean, it is terrible. Taylor Lewan's—I think he's all right.
They feel like a glass cannon.
Yeah.
Does that? And for people that don't know what that definition is, a glass cannon is—it's going to explode.
Hit hard, but it's also going
to
crack.
Yeah. It's able to crack at any moment, and it feels like they could. The Titans are a team that can just. Can crack on a moment's notice with what their injury is. If Derrick Henry goes down, I mean, the season's essentially over. Like, that's how I look at what Derrick Henry's doing right now. And I wonder, I know a lot of people right now very excited about Derrick Henry, and it's great. I can't help but be I don't know, maybe I'm glass half empty. Maybe that's just who I am, and I don't know it. But I just see them running him over and over and over again right now, and I think, okay, cool, he's doing it against, you know, regular season games. What's going to happen in the playoffs? You know, if he picks up an injury, are we just going to have to all hope that the Titans just figure it out? Jeremy McNichol's going to do this? No. You know? So I just sit there and think, okay, this can't be longevity here. But let's say we get to the end of the season. Titans make a little bit of a playoff run. They don't get to the Super Bowl. But Derrick Henry this whole time has kept these numbers up, which he's on pace for. What was the last time? I think last I saw was like 2,100 yards or something like that he's on pace for this season. He does this all over again, just doesn't miss a beat. 2 years, 3 years back to back that we've seen him be the rushing title holder. Is he the best running back right at the end of the season? Is he the best running back in NFL history?
Well, there's always that.
Well, always going to be the old people like Walter Payton.
Well, I was going to say there's always that recency bias, too, where it's like we always call someone – like we were – a lot of people, you know, maybe not me, were saying like Giannis is the most freakish basketball player they've ever seen. But it's like, yeah, you're so in the moment. The emotions run high. I get it. You know, Derrick Henry realistically probably isn't even going to win MVP. So
well,
to call best running back of all time. And then there's – first of all – there is a huge I'll find it again for you if you want to see it personally. There is a huge demographic of people on TikTok that have no idea what they're talking about. They're saying
Marshall. You mean the internet? Wow.
It was the NFL's TikTok post about Derrick Henry, and the entire comments were just like, prime Marshawn Lynch was way better, you know?
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's not. What he's doing, and this is the thing, like, we could say the recency bias and all that fun stuff, but even that, find me another running back. Find me another one right now. There is not. Like, who's Ray, you know this a little better than I. It's Derrick Henry top rushing yards, and who's after that right now?
Nick Chubb.
Okay, cool. Well, he's going to be gone.
Who didn't even play last week?
600 yards. Derrick Henry's at 900.
Yeah, he's like at 5.
I saw another tweet. It was like, Derrick Henry, the literal Grand Canyon, and then the other running backs.
I mean, there's a recency bias of what we're seeing, but nobody else is doing this right now.
I'm going to go out there and claim it like he's the chosen one because it's good. It's good. It rides on people's emotions, right?
Right.
So I'm going to do it. I'm going to hammer it home for like the sheer fun of it, but do I really think that? You know, it's tough.
Well, what kills me is like you just said it is last year he was the rushing title and, you know, gets over 2,000 yards, didn't even get a sniff at MVP,
not a single vote. Yeah,
I remember to myself making, I don't know if I ever made it on the show, I can make the argument for why he wasn't MVP last year because you look, Ryan Tannehill was doing a lot of things for the Titans, you had AJ Brown doing a lot of things for the Titans. their offense moving through. They didn't get very far in the playoffs. With this season right now, Derrick Henry has to get some votes because he is simply so far, right? We're knock on wood. He's so far is the only thing keeping the Titans afloat. He's the only thing keeping the Titans afloat. And well, we're talking about most valuable person in the league.
I was going to say, who is the most valuable player? Cardinals could be a good team without Kyler Murray. I think that, you know. You take any single quarterback in the league. You could take a lot of quarterbacks in the league, put them on the Cardinals, and they'd still be an amazing team. You take any other running back in the league, put them in Derrick Henry's spot, ask him to do what he does. Titans are might be with the Jags and the Texans in the forever in the for what do you even call them? This is the shadow realm. It's something worse. It's Wyoming.
Sorry to all our Wyoming listeners. I know we were big up there, but it's gone now.
Nothing's big up there.
Grass. That's about it. But no, it really comes down to just you're right. You put Derrick Henry on any other team, he makes that team instantly better in a multitude of ways. You put anybody else on the Titans at running back right now, and they're just not doing this.
Well, there's going to be a running back that's going to win this year, and Bruno actually tweeted it out before the show today. So
Lamar?
Huh?
Lamar? Oh, yeah, I retweeted it. That was like the running. Well, I made that joke tweet, right? A running back will never. And then the red flag. That was that whole trend going on. Half of sports Twitter, you know, guys who half of guys that like sports never talk to girls, right? So that's why they're so interested in sports. It's a weird thing.
You mean
so
nerds?
So yeah, basically. So they don't have an idea of jokes or sarcasm, so they're like, I don't think that's true. And one another,
I feel like that's like, also like, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here,
but you are.
But I feel like that is like majority of like sports radio people too. Like all of them are like, I know so many people that are like, I don't have girlfriends or anything. I'm like, and they're like doing all this stuff with their job. I'm like, all right, man. I'm not even that good looking of a dude. I got a really attractive wife, and true. I do this job too. What are you doing? Oh man! Somebody just heard that, Bruno, and they are fuming underneath their collar.
I'm not going to stand up on a pedestal, right? Because look at me, I'm a little more attractive than you, but I also don't have a wife, right? But the point is that so many people are socially awkward; they didn't get the joke.
Right.
But one guy did get the joke, and he tweeted, "I saw a running back win it last year, and it was Lamar Jackson."
That's funny.
Who is also. He's just a good quarterback.
He really is.
You can't even say it anymore. He's a great quarterback.
So. Yeah.
Good for you, Lamar.
It really is. Like right now, if we had to like pick a real, like what we actually believe, let's go around the room. This is just off the top of my head. MVP top three front runners. So, Ray, go ahead and start.
See, that's the problem. It's so heavy loaded. It's not like last year we had Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and.
I mean, I'll go first.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead. It's so loaded this year.
Number one right now is Derrick Henry. Recency bias. We just saw Monday Night Football. So Derrick Henry is number one. Number two is Tom Brady. Number three is Kyler Murray. That's my list. And Kyler Murray, the only way Kyler can win it is, you know, they just have to go perfect. Yeah, they have to go perfect. That's what I'm saying. Other than that, I always give it to Tom Brady because they're going to win the Super Bowl. I know it's a regular season.
You know what's crazy? Kyler's not even running all that much.
No, he's not. He's throwing the ball.
He's only throwing.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I'm kind of praying on the Cardinals' downfall because I just traded D-Hop. So.
I have D-Hop in a lot of leagues. So stop. What do you think, Ray?
So I got to go quarterbacks. It's Lamar Jackson. And then Tom Brady.
I can't believe I left Lamar off the list.
Well, it's top three. That's why it's tough.
Yeah. You know? Lamar Jackson, then it's Tom Brady, and then Dak Prescott.
So you don't even have Kyler in the top three right now.
No, I think Dak Prescott means more to his team than Kyler does.
Dude, it's such a crazy MVP. This is a fun NFL season, boys. Yeah. This is all we were waiting for back in the COVID years.
Then you got Herbert. You got Herbert, who's a sleeper. You got Stafford, who's a sleeper. Then you have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I for my top three, thanks for asking, everybody. I have Kyler one right now.
Do you really?
Even though it's just he is the lead. He's the lead guy for the undefeated team right now. If they went undefeated all the way through, and he's putting up the numbers that he's putting up right now, I think with what he's doing too, like if you look how he's making some of these passes,
they should just give it to JJ Watt for fun. Have you heard that new rock rap song?
Yes,
it's about terrible. Drive. It's about that. That's what J.J. Wallace is
like. What every high school football coach listens to on their way on Friday nights, just gripping. Nine though is good. Yeah, by the way,
they have to believe in something. Like you have to have something that drives you because it's not money that drives high school football coaches. So it's got to be pride. You know,
it's pride and the unmistakable belief that you could have went farther in your football career as a kid, but you only got back to high school.
Nothing wrong.
Once again, somebody just heard that and got super pissed.
Nothing
too.
Wrong with coaching high school. It's actually awesome. I coach 4 and 5 year olds. They're in my demographic of coaching. All right, so like,
essentially coaching high school.
No, the 4 and 5 year olds behave. I could never do high school football.
I got Kyler at 1, Tom Brady at 2, and I've got Derrick Henry at 3. Like, and that's not. Once again, that's not me being Mr. You know, no, oh, we're in Nashville.
List. I think it's fair.
If you're being, if we're talking about most valuable player in the league, once again, Derrick Henry is got to be right up at the list. Nobody else. Nobody else outside of a few quarterbacks could you interchange on a team, and this guy can fit. You can fit the offensive scheme to him, and you'll win ball games. It just doesn't happen. It does not happen anywhere else on the team. I don't care if it's Christian McCaffrey. I don't care if it's Nick Chubb. I don't care any other name. Those guys are good, too. Don't get me wrong. But you don't fit your game plan to them.
I also see other analysts saying this is the year a defensive player should win it. Like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. Is defense the most irrelevant thing right now in all the NFL?
It is.
100%.
It almost seems like it doesn't matter.
I don't even know who's a good defensive team this year.
Like, I don't either.
Like, I just...
It goes up against, like, matchups. Like, oh, this could be a good matchup versus it. But there's no defensive team where, like, the Steelers or the Ravens or, you know, what the years past that we've seen these defenses just be, you know, amazing. It didn't matter who they were playing. They're going to play amazing defense. Who is that? Nobody.
Washington.
One of the highest paid safeties in the league.
Yeah, we thought Washington was going to be that. Yeah. They are the farthest thing from it.
But we watched Jamal Adams, who's best in the nation, right?
Did you like that?
No, it was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. I'm not a big Jamal Adams fan here.
But he's one of the top paid safeties in the league, and he's getting a ball thrown directly at his face.
He's awful.
And
he's,
it bounces
he's a
off
bad
his mask.
Football player.
Yeah. That's the state of defense right now in the NFL. So, and especially like with what Derrick Henry just does to whoever he wants to every week. Where I think it was Hyde this week that he ran over crazy on one of the plays on his breakaways. But yeah, it's just.
And another stiff arm this week, last on Monday night too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do these players continue to try to tackle Derrick Henry up top? Like, just go low.
Well, you know.
Like why are you
but what
trying?
Do you do? People try tackling him low and it still doesn't work.
Just go to his ankles. Don't even go to his thigh. Just go to his ankles.
If it's me straight up, I'm trying to trip him every single
time. That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's just all I'm doing. Like, I'm sticking my leg out. He's going to tear my quad off, but I'm gonna just try
to
trip him.
The guy 6'4", has a wingspan of like.
Yeah,
he's had another arm, like go-go gadget arm.
Yeah.
Against these like 5'11 corners. Like, dude, you're not, no. No.
Every week, too, there's somebody that's like, oh, we're going to tackle Derrick Henry.
Yep. Oh, and then what happens is another new meme.
It's always- yeah, it's the Curb Your Enthusiasm song. Never goes well. All right, we want you to jump in on the phone lines. If you're out there, we want to hear from you. Who are your MVPs right now? If you're listening, if you're watching, however it is you're hearing this, go ahead and comment in or call in 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Who do you have? Who's your top three of MVPs? Who's your top three? Because I'm telling you, if Derrick Henry's not in that right now, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy if you think it. Now, will that.
So am I crazy?
I think you're a little crazy,
a little
right?
Crazy, right?
I think you're a little crazy. But if you're the who, you know, whoever decides the MVP race at the end of the season and he's not even getting a vote, you know, what was the Wayne World a gun? Like, I don't even own a gun. If he's not getting a vote, like, then I don't understand what's going on. There'll never be another player or another position that wins outside of quarterback. There'll never be it. I do feel like there's a bit of steam that's starting to roll, too, by the way, for quarterbacks.
Steam is starting to roll?
Yes.
Perhaps a steamroller?
A steamroller, maybe. You never know. But I do feel like there's picking up steam is what I think I meant to say. Thanks so much for pointing that out.
I
can't wait for you to mess something up. An elephant doesn't forget. All right, take a break back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. I'm still looking at this crash. They're trying to get all the damaged vehicles moved to the right-hand side. It's just aggravating this traffic flow here on 24 eastbound at OHP out here in Antioch, just before you get out into Rutherford County. Again, it's crazy slow on 24 eastbound as you head out towards Murfreesboro because of this accident. It's been slow through Montgomery County on a couple of wrecks just outside Clarksville this afternoon. THB's had their hands full out there. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out at Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24-7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
always moves so quick.
Breaking
news.
I thought for sure you heard about that.
I did not.
Well, he was busy in the back arguing with whoever.
I'm doing grown folks
with Spencer
stuff.
He was arguing with Spencer. Well, is that who it was?
You know, we have our intern Spencer Barnaby. He does a great job, but you know, you got to put people in line.
Zach makes him cut his grass every day.
Well,
every day.
Is that true, Spencer?
Yeah.
Is that
true? That's what happens when you're an intern for Zach. You have to drive him places.
Do you want to get to places in your life?
Hey,
this is how you do it.
You set a little plaster here.
The jokes I'm making come from a place of actually happened. I remember a GA at Vanderbilt. He GA'd for a family friend of mine up at Western Kentucky. And so the coach was at Western. He was GA'ing under him. And the GA would make him, or the coach would make him, mow his yard, drive him around. Like, it's brutal. Like, they're like, it's like, you want to make in this business? You're going to be my little pet.
No, Spencer is not abused here. Spencer, I think, enjoys his time here, and he does a great job. All the videos and everything you see, like that stepbrother's photo that we had, that was Spencer. He does a great job here. All right, so, yeah, breaking news all across that apparently I've been missing on. Like I said, some days you just get in a whirlwind, right? You just get a big whirlwind, and it's just whatever it is going on. Flipped off on the way here driving on 65, and I don't even know why. I was in the slow lane. Guy just pulled up next to me and looked like, I mean, By the way, congratulations. This guy had the biggest middle finger I've ever seen in my life. Like, it had like four knuckles on it. It made no sense. But he was so mad at me. And I still don't know what it was. He got even more mad when all I did was laugh when I instantly saw it.
No, I've had some bad driving stories. I remember one time I stopped at a stop sign and there was a cemetery, like, not cemetery, there was a funeral going by. So I stayed stopped for a while and the person behind me just, so I get out of the car and I'm like, and it's a woman, so I feel bad, but I don't. Also, don't, you know, if you're not about that action, don't.
Well,
she
was about the action up until.
Well, know. She never knew it was a funeral, so.
Yeah, well, that's also a terrible person. Just yeah. So what's the breaking news? Who wants to say it?
All right, so I got it. All right, anyways,
I'll add to it because I've got some more information.
Early reports today around the time of 2 o'clock. It was starting to be rumored that Deshaun Watson and Miami Dolphins were in talks and that a deal might come down by the end of this week. That's the deadline, right? Well, the trade deadline is actually November 3rd, but the deadline for this trade is they think they're going to get something done by the end of the week. Well, now, two different things. Tua Tagovailoa is not on the Dolphins depth chart anymore right now. He's just off of it. So we could be seeing breaking news. And apparently the Texans don't want anything to do with Tua Tagovailoa, which, who was a big Tua critic? Me, right?
You were, I will say.
Spot on.
So this third team that wants Tua is going to be the most shafted team I've ever seen, because what are they doing? But apparently there's a third player somewhere in this that's going to swoop in and be a mediator between the Dolphins and the Texans for this crazy trade. And I think people were waiting for Deshaun Watson, seeing if is the NFL just going to suspend him or what. But we'll see. I guess they're not going to suspend him. I guess he's just there. So we're going to get a trade. What do you think you get for Deshaun Watson? It's got to be like 3 first-round picks, right?
Well, if you look at what the Texans are doing right now, they're just trying to do – they're trying to just garner as many picks as they can get, because that's what they're going to have to do. Even right now, I mean, Davis Mills hasn't looked that bad. Like, he hasn't looked terrible for what the
situation – he looked pretty good the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I thought he's been – you know, they've won a game. Like, they've won 2 games, right? They're actually being – somewhat productive right now. But yeah, I feel like whatever you're going to get for Deshaun Watson, we know Deshaun Watson, when he plays, is a top 5 quarterback, right?
So I have to add some news. Apparently there's rumors swirling that the Washington football team might be involved in this.
Oh yeah. No, they're going for two. I actually did see that tweet. I can't believe I forgot that.
So two of them.
That sucks.
That is so let's try to
Washington is a terrible place.
let's try to, like, crystal ball this, right? So Tua going to Washington, Deshaun going to
Miami,
Taylor going to Houston with picks.
Listen.
That's good for Bruno.
Taylor goes to Houston. I'm hitting him. I'm calling him. I'm like, dude, let's go throw down. Like, I love Houston. Dude, this could be great for me. Do you see how big the smile on my face is?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love Houston.
It's so good that him getting uprooted is so good for Bruno.
Do you think they'll trade Taylor?
You're going to have Taylor Heinicke, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Tua Tagovailoa? You're going to really –
yeah, somebody's going to get dropped.
Ryan. Why would you bring the Miami fiasco is just in Washington now. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua. Let's do it again.
Golly, that is crazy.
I'm going to laugh at the first person in Washington fan that buys a Tua jersey. I'm going to laugh at
the first Washington fan I see, because your franchise is a joke.
You just had to look right. That's it.
Dude, what a joke, dude.
I'll tell you what's a bigger joke, because I already picked up Deshaun Watson in every single fantasy league, including our listener league.
You have him on the bench right now?
I just grabbed him in every league. I can't believe you morons didn't even think about this.
No, I did.
I'd rather die with Dag.
It's a trade piece.
Dak,
who cares?
Taylor, listen, I don't want to talk. My team is slowly being morphed into a great starting team. Not good depth, but I have solid Najee Harris, CMC, Dak Prescott, Deebo Samuel. Come on, you know? I got some ones on my team.
Oh, that's so good.
What?
It's so good for you.
I know.
Going to crumble.
No,
but
it won't.
Yeah, so this trade with Deshaun Watson possibly going to be happening. I mean, what do you think the NFL makes a move past this now? Like,
you think the NFL's been waiting? That would be so awesome. Yeah, if they trade him and then they're going to play him and they're like, now we're going to suspend you.
They just screw the Dolphins. I mean, there's no way the Dolphins would be trying to make this if they did. I would have to think they're doing their due diligence of like, you're not going to do this to him, right?
I hope so.
Because all you would do is
22 open cases on him. So it's hard to imagine him playing, but you know.
They've been quiet, though.
Whatever.
You know, they've been quiet, right?
Like, you know media. The second Deshaun Watson steps on that field,
all of it opens back up.
Story number one.
He's going to get 22 more new cases that are going to get added on top of. Now, with that being said, who benefits the most from all this trade? If it goes the way we're looking, right? If it goes to Washington.
100% Miami.
They take on the biggest risk.
They take on the biggest risk, but I believe they also take on the biggest reward. I think, they're an awful team right now.
Yeah.
Get Sean Watson on it, and you're instantly at least a great offense.
Yeah.
Instantly. I think two is Houston. I think Houston, if they get Taylor Heineke, you know, that'd be dope. I think the biggest loser is the theoretical Washington that's coming up. It's got to be Washington or Broncos, right? Two teams that like need a kind of one QB. And yeah. I know a lot of people aren't really sold on Taylor yet as that one. So,
well, I wouldn't think the Broncos would be. I don't know. You got Bridgewater. He's been manageable. You're winning games still. You know, you've had injuries. Yeah, they've been manageably winning. Like, it's not like it's been so crazy. It's not like they've just been getting actually steamrolled over and over again. This is going to be huge, though. If this comes out that way and we do see that Deshaun Watson is playing games again, I mean, if you're a Dolphins fan, are you excited? I think you are. But once again, it's like you said, high risk, but super high reward on the other side.
What a crazy story. I don't know if it's a coincidence. Well, now Clint Lamb tweets, he's like, Tua's back on the depth chart now, but someone grabbed photo evidence showing he wasn't on there for a minute. If it's a coincidence, talk about poor timing. But yeah, this whole thing is going to be on microscope watch for the whole week.
Right.
You know, everyone's going to want to break this thing first.
I just hope Washington doesn't, if whatever team is involved. I mean, what does Tua bring back in a draft pick? Don't tell me a first round pick.
No, I don't think
he is. He a fourth round?
I think he brings maybe a third.
The guy's proven nothing that he's going to be a successful quarterback
in
the NFL.
But he's still also very young. Like, let's not act like he's been
injury prone.
He's not like he's been in the league for, you know, 15 years or something. And we're like, we don't really know what he is. We also haven't seen Miami produce a good quarterback in how long? How long has it been since Marino? You know, like, they haven't produced any. Look at Josh Rosen had to go deal with it. Ryan Fitzpatrick had to deal with it. All these recent quarterbacks that failed there, it's not like it is. I don't know if it's Tannehill. Exactly Tannehill.
Jay Cutler.
I mean, really, though, right? Like, it just doesn't matter. Like, you name all these quarterbacks, and is it a Tua problem? Or, like, this is where I'm looking at it now for, like, the Chicago Bears. Like, was it a Chicago Bears problem, or was it a Mitch Trubisky problem?
I think it was a Chicago
problem. It's a Bears problem.
Well, we say that now, but in the moment, right?
It was a Mitch thing.
It was a Mitch thing. We all wanted to throw Mitch Trubisky on the bus and say, well, he's not going to be able to make it because he's just all blah, 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 you know, all these different things. So that's why I'm saying, is that the problem, or is it maybe Tua is actually a good quarterback and he's just not getting a great team to be on? It's so much. I feel like being successful in the NFL is so contextualized. There's five guys I feel like you could put anywhere and they'll find success, right? We were just talking about Derrick Henry. He's one of those guys. But outside of those guys, if you were putting Zach Wilson on the Rams right now, if you were putting Matt Stafford on the Dolphins right now, they would be having completely two different seasons than what they're currently having right now, right? Like, if it was all flipped, the team around them is much better, and that helps them. And let's face it, the Dolphins – it's not just Tua that sucks. You know, it's everybody else around them sucks.
What's crazy is they have pieces there. Their offensive line, yeah, suspect. But you've got wide receivers. Running back, we have no idea.
They've all been injured, though.
We have no idea. Miles Gaskin, he was supposed to be like the heir apparent. Like,
but they don't use him, right? Once again, that's a system thing.
It's Salvin Ahmed. It's Malcolm Brown. It's like this. It's very Patriots-like, right?
Right.
Like, it's very frustrating.
And so if they use them properly, then it can work. Like, we had the same problem here in Nashville. I mean, people are like blind. I love seeing all the Derrick Henry like fan group MVP. Like, we were at the game, Monday Night Football, and MVP's chance would go out. Henry chance would go out like crazy. It was like anytime he touched the ball, it was MVP Henry, MVP Henry, and 3 years ago, those same people were just screaming on Twitter and Facebook to trade Derrick Henry because he's been useless back when Deion Lewis was here still. Like, it's crazy to me to see that once the usage of Derrick Henry was being done properly, he became this instant success and was dominating and all that. But let's not forget, when he was being used improperly, where he was getting like 10 carries a game and splitting time with Deion Lewis, he was bad. So this is just what I feel like with Tua. It's like, is Tua bad, or is Tua just being used improperly?
And you think Washington's going to use him properly?
No, huh? I didn't say that.
Huh?
I didn't say that. What did you think? I don't believe that.
Who loses in all this? Probably Tua.
Tua gets another contract eventually, and it's going to be amazing. And he's also a national champion winner and probably going to find his way into the Super Bowl somehow. It's just bound to happen.
I don't think so.
He'll be a backup maybe, but he'll be in there with a ring.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, woo-hoo, look what I got, and all you people don't have it. So it's just how it's going to go. But I'm not on this board of just, you know, well, we got to say the – it's the player's fault. And, of course, teams, right? We talk about this all the time, like, off air. Like, if you work for a business, it doesn't matter what business you work for, right? It's the business's job to screw the employee. That's the same for the teams.
Well, just everything in a business can be centralized, at least to good businesses. Every decision, everything will be centralized to what is it best for the business, not the individual, not the employee, the business, right?
Right.
It's the most predictable thing on the planet.
And so the team wants to have a scapegoat, and it's just quarterbacks are that scapegoat. That's just how it has to play out forever and always. So, I'm so not quick to be like, okay, well, that player was the problem. I don't think that. I think it's the scheme is the problem, and that comes from the team, and that's who you need to blame.
Because we've seen this history. We've seen this before. We've read this story before, yeah.
It just happens this way. And I think Deshaun Watson is one of those five guys that you put him on any team, he makes the team better. He makes them a competitor at that point because it just – and also we're talking about it's going to reinvigorate. Like, it's the same thing, once again, back just to bring it back to Tennessee. Marcus Mariota was a good player. He was being used completely improperly, and he had – five different head coaches or five different offensive coordinators and four different head coaches in his 5 years here. But when Ryan Tannehill came in week six 2 years ago, it reinvigorated a 2-4 Titans team that led them to the AFC championship. So could this do this for the Dolphins right now? Possibly. They really could. They could sneak in with a wild card. They could sneak in and get reinvigorated and be a dominant team.
At 1-5.
Titans were 2-4. It's not that much of a difference. One game, and we got an extra game this season, right? So it's actually exactly the same percentage chance of what the Titans had when they were 2-4. Right? I'm not a math guy, but I feel far off.
Don't say math to me. I lose it. I'll just sit here and stare at you.
Well, that's kind of what you do anyway. All right, we need to go to a break before we go to that break.
I am the show.
You are the show.
Yeah. I do your little read.
You know, we got to talk about our friends over at Slim Chickens. Look, I went back and had that that Tender Mac Bowl, the Buffalo Tender Mac Bowl. I'm telling you, if you have not tried this thing, my mouth literally, every time I do a Slim Chickens read, and the guys in here can affirm this, my mouth legitimately starts drooling because I think about how tasty that Buffalo Tender Mac meal is. It takes that buffalo chicken tenders, and they take it over the mac and cheese. They put the green scallions on top as well as the dried onions, crispy onions right on top of it as well. Oh, my goodness. It is so just delectable. I mean, it is just so amazing. If you haven't tried it yet, you need to head out to Slim Chickens in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. They got some new locations coming as well, so be on the lookout for that. But do me a favor, download the Slim Chickens app before you do it. It's the easiest thing to do. You download the app. Doesn't matter what platform phone you have. Download it, and you can order right through the app. And all you have to do is just show up, say you're there, and they bring the order right out to you. You skip all the wait. You don't have to go into the line or anything like that. It makes it so easy. And I'm telling you, these places, they get beat down with how popular it is. Once you go to Slim, I can't tell you how many times I've had people come up to me, say, oh, I had Slim Chickens finally after hearing you talk about it, and I'm not going anywhere else now. This is the only place I'm going to go to when it comes to chicken. That's the only place they want to go to. And it happens over and over again. I'm telling you, don't miss out on what they're doing. These Tender Mac Bowls are only here for a certain amount of time, and then they are gone. So you got to go check them out once again. Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. Download the Slim Chickens app. Slim Chickens, wings, tenders, and more.
Good afternoon. Quite busy, but it's better than it was a few minutes ago on 24 eastbound, coming past Sam Ridley Parkway, where we had that crash earlier out in Rutherford County. All it did was aggravate this traffic here on 24 eastbound, trying to get past Haywood Lane, Bell Road, headed back out towards Murfreesboro. Busy on the South Loop, the West Loop, also crowded up and down Belinda Parkway over in Mount Juliet. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul Tea. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soul Tea today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soultea.com/radio to get started.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Small Town Handyman is on the air reminding all drivers to save the text message for when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phones and never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Small Town Handyman. For all your handyman needs, call today at 931-637-1095. That's 931-637-1095. Small Town Handyman, on the air reminding you to never text and drive.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Remember, you can always join the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line if you ever want to jump in at any time. Got a lot of stuff going on, but a big story that is a little less sports. It's kind of off the topic of sports, obviously. But everybody who's been following the Gabby Petito case that's been going on, investigation, there's been some new evidence, right, Bruno?
Yeah, apparently. Dude, this story is crazy.
It really is.
I saw one guy tweet. He's like, why do we care? It's like, well, it's interesting. And that's why it's such a big story.
It is crazy how it's been going. Of course, we know so far, Gabby Petito, she's been found dead. And
reason of death, strangulation.
Strangulation. Now they've been looking for her. Was he a fiance?
Yeah, boyfriend.
Boyfriend,
yeah.
Fiance.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had been on the run. They just went, of course, Dog the Bounty Hunter got in on it, trying to find him. Everybody's
trying
been
to get some clout.
Well, yeah, but you know, yeah. Why not? You know, and FBI obviously been looking for him like crazy. Everybody's been looking for this guy. And it actually got a little quiet for a little bit. I mean, I feel like I didn't hear anything about it. And then now...
Yeah, apparently the parents said they personally searched...
Of Brian, right?
Yeah, the parents of the missing guy. They searched a park. Like that, just they said the FBI hadn't searched, found his belongings, and then found human remains at like the bottom of a lake. So they're gonna go test him and see if it's him. I guess, dude, it's absolutely like we're gonna be hearing about this story for a while, just like trying to piece together the puzzles of like what's going on. Is he still like because it just doesn't make sense why the parents would just show up?
Yeah. Well, it's also when you hear human remains, that doesn't sound like they found a body, right? Like that sounds like they found like parts of a body.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, who knows what any of that means? I mean, I'm not in any kind of legal or anything like that. I don't understand what that means. But I don't know. It's just weird that so now has he been killed?
Dude, did he just like fall in a lake and die? Did he kill himself?
He's in swamps of Florida, because, right? So like, that's where it is.
The timeline is like he killed his girlfriend back in Wyoming, I think, at a park. And then he spent a week with his parents, and they went out camping. Like, and then it was a family affair. Like, even the sister saw him there. Like, and they were camping in like parks in Florida. And then I guess like the parents came home, and then he went quote unquote on the run. A lot of people think the parents are in it or whatever.
Well, did you see the video that came out too of the parents gardening? Did you see that?
People think he's living like in the garden.
Yeah, so there's a video of a garden that you can see the parents gardening.
People are droning. Yeah, droning over their house.
Super illegal, by the way. That is, you cannot use it. Like, you can fly a drone over anybody's house. Like, nobody owns the air above the house. But if your purpose is to spy on people while you're flying over their house, that's illegal. That's against FAA. Like, I'm surprised those people hadn't been caught with like a lot of regulation penalties or anything like that. I only know that because I fly these and I'm registered with the FAA for my drone. So it's just like, I can't believe that's even been going out. Like, the video's going everywhere. Once the video's out there, it's out there. But in the video of these people's drones, you see in the garden, like a little, like something moves, like for sure something moves like underneath the mulch. It looks like a zombie coming out of the ground or whatever. And people think it's a hand. Like, they think it's like him like grabbing something or closing a door or a hatch or something like that.
It would just be impressive in a week's time. It's like, all right, let's.
They had been planning
the Brian Lair. Yeah. Who? That's what I'm saying. Like even if, I don't know. It's a crazy story. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm happy we hear about it again. I love it. Yeah. Not the result of it.
Right. But you're a basic white girl.
Yep. True crime.
You love those true crime things. That, and it's right in your wheelhouse right now. Pumpkin spice lattes are back. You got all that going on. You probably are going to Goodwill on the weekends looking for nice thrift finds.
I wear trench coats and watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at night.
But it's an interesting story. And I know we talked about it whenever it all first came out, so I figured it was worth bringing it back up now that this big revelation news has come out. All right, we need to go and run to our last break of the first hour, but if you want to jump in again, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Talk about anything that you want to talk about. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. It's moving a little bit better than it was 15 minutes ago on 24 eastbound at passing Haywood Lane. All that traffic headed back out towards Murfreesboro. There's a crash at Cane Ridge Parkway at Old Franklin Pike. That's South Nashville. Heavy also on I-40 through Kingston Springs. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With Kerry Murphy is on.
Martin Truex Jr. is on, and he is really happy to have you fans back in the stands.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, love seeing 19 here at the racetrack and meeting new fans. And, you know, obviously, you know, after last year and not having people around, it's kind of, renewed the appreciation, so to speak, for having those guys around and to feel their energy and, see their excitement for what we do. So it definitely fuels us. To be better and to, hopefully win races for our fans. We know that's what they want. That's what they love to see. So just excited to, have everybody back at the racetrack here the last, few months or whatever, or most of the season. But definitely love seeing the 19 support at the racetrack and everywhere we go.
Does it help to head to a track that you've actually won at before?
Yeah, I mean, definitely gives you confidence, but you know, it's no guarantee. Every race is a new race, and you know, whether you've won at that track the previous time or not, there's still going to be you know, challenges and things that you need to work on. So it's always good to go to places you've had success, but you know, I think for us, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We know that the next 2 weeks are really important, and you know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket and think you can just go to Martinsville and back up what we did in the spring.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
What has fluffy brioche buns, crunchy pickles, tasty mayo, a crispy fried chicken filet, and the perfect amount of spice? Any guesses? Bingo! The spicy Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwich. Go on and get yourself a bite of the only spicy chicken sandwich that's finger-licking good. So, what are you waiting for? Order the spicy KFC sandwich on the KFC app today for just $3.99. At participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain, whether you're vaccinated or not, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting our local schools and student-athletes has always been part of our community game plan. From personal loans to mortgage loans, our local lending experts are here to support you every step of the way. Let us help your family get your financial game plan together at any of our 28 Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee or at wilsonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dusky, Zach Williams here. Intern Spencer Barnaby also inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, where you can always join the show, 615-844-5600. Did y'all get to catch the Predators press event today?
No.
For their in-stadium? So they're going to be doing a stadium game at Nissan Stadium. Outdoor saying it come February, and they had their little event today. It looked pretty cool. They did like the outer of how like the where the rink will be on the field. There's a lot of room inside of that stadium for them to fill up somehow for that, which they probably will. I think they'll probably fill it up, but they'll be taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning come February out in an outdoor game for hockey, which I think is awesome. Once again, anything new for sports in Nashville, I'm fine with.
Yeah, it's cool.
Would you go to it?
No.
You won't go to it? Why not?
Better things to do.
But in February, what are you doing?
Probably fighting people, Zach. Running two businesses and doing the show. Forget you, man.
Doing the show. It takes so much time for this show, huh?
It actually does. It's 2 hours on air. I get here 2 hours before. And then the drive is an hour there and back.
Why do you get here 2 hours before?
Because there's traffic sometimes. So sometimes I do show up. Sometimes I just don't make it here.
I don't even get here 2 hours before. I get here like 30 minutes before sometimes.
Whatever. I'm just going to stop showing up.
just out of the blue. it's done. No more. Washington State coach Nick Rolovich is suing over his firing now.
Yeah, what a dork. I don't know.
Says he called his AD vindictive.
Dude, it's how simple is it? Like, it's like, hey, if you don't get the vaccine, we're going to fire you, and we're a state, like, we're your state employees, so we can do that. It's not illegal. And he's like, well, I'm going to sue you anyways.
I this wonder what's going to happen.
He's going to speak at what's it called, CPAC next year, the conservative, like, he's going to be a speaker.
Oh, is he really?
No.
Oh.
But he probably will be.
Well, he'll start contributing
to Fox News.
This is the first time, though, we've seen somebody try to take it to that level of, you know, this is what we've all been wondering. There's a lot of players that don't want to do it, right?
I saw a lawyer say this guy is, I saw a lawyer tweet out, why would another lawyer even, like, help him with this? Like, it's just pointless. Like,
clout.
I guess.
Yeah, it's just the easy way. Let's go to the FNN Bank phone line. Bob in Antioch. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to tell you guys,
If at all possible, I strongly encourage you and the listeners to go to the Stadium Series game. I've been to the Stanley Cup Finals in Nashville, the Super Bowl, several World Series that the Braves were in, and I went to the Winter Classic in Dallas, and it was right up there with any sporting event I've ever attended. Even if somebody doesn't care at all about hockey, it's worth it just for the spectacle. It is one of the most enjoyable experiences that you could ever have. I really hope that a lot of people listening and you guys as well go to it.
Hey, Bob, thanks for calling in. I'm 100% am going. Like, that's going to happen no matter what. I can't bring Bruno anywhere. Well, let me say this. I can't force Bruno anywhere.
Well, what day is it? Is it on a weekend?
I haven't seen. It'll probably be on a weekend. I can't imagine they're going to do it just in the middle of the week. I think it's usually on a Sunday when they do their stadium games, right?
What's that?
The NHL Stadium Series. I'm not sure the exact day. I forgot. I'm really. I saw it, but I just forgot
what
the exact day.
We'll see. Maybe I have to go back to my old ways.
You like hockey games, though. You love Blues games.
Yeah, they're cool.
And you love Preds games, too.
Yeah, I like both.
See, this is the thing, everybody listening. Bruno just wants to be the guy that makes you feel bad. Be like, why won't you like these cool things everybody likes? And he's like, I'm a Sigma male. That is the most Sigma male thing to do, to say you're not going to a thing you like.
I think I'm ill. I don't know. I think I just find things funny. And
brain built different.
Yeah, I just can't go a second without, you know, wanting to think, like, see something just collapse. I think it's funny.
Bob, I'm with you, though. I'm going 100% because it's going to be amazing. It really is. If they could pack all those fans in there, it's going to be great. First hour's done. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In Florida, the FBI says they found human remains along with personal items, including a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. Michael McPherson is FBI special agent in charge.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
Laundrie is the fiancé of Gabby Petito. He returned to his Florida home alone from their cross-country trip together. A test vote in the Senate on expanding and protecting voting rights failed to get any Republican votes to advance debate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Why aren't all of my colleagues outraged by these laws? Frankly, we haven't heard a clear explanation from Republicans at all.
The FDA giving the green light for third shots to people who receive the Moderna and J&J vaccines. The FDA also says it will allow people to mix booster doses. This is ABC News.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them, and you cannot rely on them. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com, the Locksmithing Company.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. but you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock hour here in the Music City, so that means the second hour of the afternoon stretch. Hopefully you're on your way home from work. I'm seeing traffic building up. Nashville SC tonight, be over there at Nissan Stadium. Ray and I will be over there having a big old time. Just, I mean, with the roadies chugging, all that kind of stuff, right, Ray? No.
The roadies are fun though.
They are a good time.
Yeah, they are fun.
I should have worn my Crocs. That's their whole thing. It's Crocs over there.
Yeah, like colorful Crocs with, like, I think socks on.
Really?
Yeah, like they.
I wear Crocs with socks already.
Yeah.
Like I did that before it was cool.
Yeah.
I did it when it was not cool. I'm not gonna lie. I was also one of the people, like, I hated Crocs. Because, you know, especially you and I, Ray, we're big shoe guys. I thought Crocs were just the worst. Like, 100%, I was like, you know, they make a Jordan brand, great. I'll buy that one maybe. But outside of that, I was like, I'm not buying Crocs. And then one day I was like, I don't know. I just needed to go outside, and I hated putting on real shoes to go outside for, like, the mail or whatever it is. And I was like, let me just get one of these stupid pairs of Crocs. And I got it, and they've become my favorite shoes. Everything I do outside, I do in Crocs now. Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm the same way. But speaking of shoes, I'm just going to just pivot just a little bit. We were in Target yesterday, and I saw this Lego of the Shell-Toe Adidas at Target.
A Lego?
Like you get a Lego. It's like a shoe. You just make it out of Legos.
Yeah.
Apparently, they sell a real pair of Lego made Adidas shell toes.
Well, that's not comfortable.
No. Well, I mean, not the entire shoe is Lego. It's like only certain parts, but it's like, it goes for like almost like several hundred dollars.
Well, of course. You know, you make any shoe now and it's like, all right, base price, $400.
Yeah.
We'll go
up. That was weird to see.
It's a Lego shoe. You're just slipping everywhere. It's just plastic.
Heelys. I was a big Heely kid.
Heelys.
Heelys are dope.
What were the pants that people always wore with Heelys? They're like the rave pants. You know, they were like really wide at the bottom. They had like really wide on the, I can't remember what they were called. But I ever thought.
Wide legs, are they?
I can't remember what they are. You know Jeff Hardy? A wrestler?
Yeah.
He's those pants. Whatever pants he's wearing were the pants that people wore.
Those are like flares.
Yeah. They're like, that was always what people wore with the Heelys. I could never get into the Heelys. I'd always fall. You put me on skates of any kind, ice, rollerblade, whatever, I fall.
Well, sorry you're not athletic.
I feel like I kind of am, but I just can't do that. Whatever that, like I have good balance, but when it comes
to. No, you don't.
No, I do though. It's crazy. I'm like a cat. I can balance on anything except for thin material that's beneath me in the ground.
Sure, Jim.
So NBA is back. Oh.
Is it?
It is.
It is.
The NBA is back. Memphis playing tonight. Of course, Memphis, eventually you'll be able to hear them here on the station. I think the Braves right now are kind of superseding them here, but we are the flagship for Grizz here in these parts.
LeBron super team. They did it. That awesome game.
Game one, it's already done for their season. They're out. I don't think they're going to make it. I will say, last night, we were talking about off air, Ray. Golden State looked great. And they're not even at full power yet.
Nope.
They're charging up. Right? Like, they looked really solid against. And look, the Lakers didn't look bad either. LeBron looks like LeBron is the best player when he's had like a month rest. You know, when he comes back at least a month, he has a long rest and he comes back to play. He's like, he's just the best player. But it's after he's had like, you know, 20, 30 games in a row, he starts to wind down a little bit.
You know what's crazy about the NBA season is that the Lakers won a championship just 53 weeks ago, and we already had a season with inside of that. Like, and we're now going to another season.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. But yeah,
that he brings up a good question too, by the way, is when do we start saying the bubble doesn't affect them? Because I would think the bubble is still affecting any of the teams right now. Because like you said, just a year ago, just a year ago, 1 week and a year ago, that we had a season end and played a whole another season in, and then now we're starting a new one. So the bubble is still affecting. And we watched the playoffs last year, how the bubble was just, everybody was getting injured.
Even if it is affecting them, I'm done talking about the bubble. I don't want to hear I don't want to hear the word bubble. No, we're done. This is this first real season. No asterisks. Zero.
Just gum. No bubble.
We're not even going to get in this discussion. This is a whole another season out after the bubble. Bubble season, this is the first season, all right?
How do we stir controversy, though?
Basketball players will do it themselves.
They will.
All right, Ben Simmons.
Well, that's a whole separate thing there, right, with Ben Simmons.
Such a dumpster fire.
Going back to that Lakers-Warriors game last night, could Russell Westbrook just not make a shot?
Yeah, I think it was a 4 for 18 or 4 for 12, something like that.
LeBron's just thinking in the back of his head, like, what could I get for him, right?
This guy was getting triple-doubles like it was cool. Like, it was just so easy to do. Everybody was, you just could walk by the game, pick up a triple-double. This dude was – he played 35 minutes, 4 of 13, 0 from 4 from three-point range. He was terrible. Put up 8 points. Like, that's not the Russell Westbrook we're going to see for the future, right?
I don't believe so. And I think that's where LeBron came out and said it's going to take some time for these guys to gel and get into each other. But did you see the scorecard last night?
Yeah, it's going to take some time to figure out how to put the basket in the
hoop.
Yeah.
It was like Anthony Davis had like 30-plus points. LeBron – 30 plus points. So it's like that Tatum is still
nobody
attack.
Else got double.
Everyone else was not. No one else had double digits. It was like 9 points here, 6 points there.
Yeah. Gotta have more.
So, yeah, it was expected. I mean,
when you look over at the Warriors and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in double digits. That goes into their bench, obviously. Forgot Andre Iguodala's over there. Back again over on that team.
Yeah, who basically guarded LeBron, and he's giving LeBron fits over his time, guarding him. So
yeah,
well, not much last night because LeBron put 30 plus. But
so we saw, the quote unquote best in the NBA right now, right? It was Brooklyn taking on the Bucks, and then we had Golden State taking on the Lakers. We have to go around and make our picks now and solidify who we think the NBA Finals will be. And then who will win them? Because we do this with everything, right? We did it with our baseball picks. We're doing it now NFL. With football, NFL. Now we're going to do it with NBA. So,
Do you ever do it? Do you ever do one for college?
I think we just all got mad and said Alabama.
You could be right.
You're right, Ray. You want to kick us off?
Yeah. So I'm going to go Lakers versus the Miami Heat in the playoff in the championship.
And then who wins it?
I see the Lakers win.
You got Lakers winning, but you got Heat really taking some large steps here.
Well, we talk about, Kyle Lowry.
The Bucks
Lowry,
still look good.
Yeah, the Bucks do look good. I'm not saying they don't, but I think that who else is out there to compete against the Bucks? Don't tell me the Nets. You saw what they saw last night. Kyrie, 50-50, might not be with the team. Philadelphia.
If he comes back, if he was there last night, do you think they win?
I think, I think he would have a better chance. Yeah.
Well, of course they have a better chance. Yeah. You think they win?
I think they win. I think they do win. I think that he's a missing piece because I don't think that James Harden and Kevin Durant are the same player. It's just the same player.
No, one's good, one's terrible.
I always forget which one is bad this time.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean?
I feel like you flip. I feel like you used to hate Harden, but now you like him, or you hated Durant, now you like him.
He hated Harden last year.
No, I hated Durant personally. I've always thought James Harden was a fraud. I hated the personality of Kevin Durant, but he proved a lot to me last year fighting through that adversity. Just trying to put the team on his back. Yeah. I always thought Harden was a fraud.
I still think Durant hit that three. I think that was a three. I can't believe they went back and missed the smidge of rubber.
Yeah, lost $250 on that.
Yeah. Just another reason not to like Durant, right? Yeah.
No.
Then you look at Philadelphia. We're going to talk about them in a few minutes about their little situation with Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. So I don't think who else could compete against them in the East.
Oh, you're crazy.
Who? Tell me who else. Chicago Bulls? Celtics?
No, I think so. The Lakers are going to play Philadelphia in the finals because Ben Simmons is going to be off the team and they're going to exponentially.
I can't do the Brittle squeak. I can't do the Brittle squeak. Thank you.
That's a good idea, though. I mean, they really might just be heads and tails better now. They're like, wow, hey, we have this weight lifted off of us
Did
now.
Did you know cutting out cancer is good for you?
Ah, that was good. That was a hold on to that one. We're gonna reuse that a couple times.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go. I mean, I'm still gonna rock.
He got to pick Lakers. Who's gonna beat them?
Well, Golden State can't. They did last night, and they didn't even have Klay Thompson yet.
He's coming back this season, right?
I think so. I thought he was supposed to start this year. I thought he was supposed to start yesterday.
I feel like he's been out forever now.
Well, he just keeps getting injured. You know, it's weird. I don't understand it. But seeing how Golden State looked last night, if they stay healthy and Klay Thompson comes back, I mean, even just last night, that was without Klay Thompson. If they look healthy right now and play the way they do right now, and they do that the entire season, and they get a Klay Thompson back who's healthy, how is Golden State not an instant threat, right? Let's not forget about the three-year dominance that they had on the West where it just didn't matter who they were playing. They were going to beat everybody by 100 points, and they would get in, and it would be against LeBron, right? That was the worst time period in basketball in my mind because it was just Golden State and Cleveland every single year, and we all hated it. But that was because Golden State was just that good. The East was terrible, and LeBron could win over anybody.
So they're saying Klay Thompson's return time is around Christmas time.
Christmas now?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. That's what reports as of recent that they're looking around Christmas time, which is still not bad. It's only what?
Well, it makes sense for the NBA. Like, they're going to win enough to get into the playoffs. Yeah. And it's like, just get us in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then they want Klay Thompson to be there.
Sure.
But without Klay Thompson, they look really good. Jordan Poole looks really good, too, for his age right now. Like, he has matured quickly with this team. And I mean, that's a guy who's like fitting right into the Klay Thompson mold right now.
I think he's Curry's brother-in-law.
Is he really?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Once again, we talked about it a few weeks ago. It's all about connections and who you know. You know, just all, even if you're on the NBA, in the NBA and you want to go, you just should have married into the right family or whatever. That's just your fault. But so I'm changing my pick. I had the Lakers before, but now that, I mean, it's one game and I don't want to overreact, but I'm going to say Golden State, if they stay healthy this whole way through, I think they can win out the West to get to the finals. And then in the East, I'm still going to stick with the Nets. I still think the Nets are the team that's in the East to beat. I like the Bucks, even though I don't think they have the longevity. I think what happens is Kyrie Irving gets the shot, and then he comes out and plays. I think he's just going to get the shot and play. I can't imagine he's just going to – he might not.
But I don't think he'll get the shot. I think he's going to ride.
Sorry, it's not Poole. It's Damian Lee. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, that's unfair. Sorry. It's too much talent in that family. Between Del Curry and Steph and, you know, Seth, I guess, too. Seth's out there. Poor Seth. He's always the forgotten Curry. So you don't think Kyrie was going to get the shot?
No, I think he's definitely seems like the type of dude to die on his hill. So
he does a little bit, but I just feel like something's going to happen. It's either he's going to get the shot or the regulations are going to change or something.
Well, they won't. So
you don't think so at all?
The regulations are not going to change.
I don't know.
Isn't the NBA just one guy? The cities?
Isn't it
government?
It's not the whole NBA, correct? It's just New York. Right? He's having to deal with the Nets, with Kyrie Irving.
I think some New York. I think that California might be another state. It just depends on your state legislation.
But like if he goes to play against the Mavericks in Dallas.
No.
He's good.
That's why they say that he'll be only available for half of the games. Like the home games, don't count him in. For half the games, when they're on the road, you can count him in. And that's why the Nets, they made that stance. Like it's either you're all or not. You're all in or you're not. So now Kyrie's basically come out and said, you got to respect my decision. Give me my peace. Give me my respect. Leave me alone. So now the decision's on him.
Yeah. It sounds like he's already made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does, but so I think something's going to change that. But still, I think the Nets, even with just James Harden and Kevin Durant, they're a tremendous team in the East. And outside of the Bucks, and I will see with Miami. I'm not – you're more sold on Miami, Ray, than I've been in totality so far this whole offseason. 76ers, who knows what's going on with them. They're they're just crazy. But they were the next step up, right? Like, it was them. Celtics falling off.
Chicago will make the noise. They'll be in the playoffs this year.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, I love, what is it, Adam Levine, and they've got DeRozan there.
Adam Levine. You mean Zach Levine?
I mean, Zach Levine.
Adam,
sorry.
Levine, Adam Levine is a singer. Maroon 5.
I'm sorry. I mean, Zach Levine. So they've got some pieces there that they've added. Oh, and they also got, what's his name? From, God, his name escapes me now.
Mick Jagger?
No. Who is he? Old Laker, first round pick, went to New Orleans, played a little couple years. Oh, man. His dad was real crazy. God, three brothers. Mello, yeah, Ball, yeah. Ball's there too now.
Yeah.
Lonzo. I don't know why his name kept escaping. I was like, it's like on the tip of my tongue. So,
I forgot they got DeMar.
Yeah.
Do you remember the SNL skit with Drake?
Which one?
It was Drake and Will Ferrell, and they're like pretending to be the coach of, I think it was the Raptors at the time.
Yeah.
When DeMar Rosen was there, and DeMar asked a question, and Drake. Or Will Ferrell was like, what's your name? And he's like, DeMar. And Drake was like, DeMar, I hear it. DeMar, I hate it.
He's so good.
That is really good. I've never forgot. Also, they got Caruso. I forgot. You're right. Chicago might make some noise. I forgot about the movement that Chicago made this year. They got a lot of – they have a bunch of role players that are good.
Yeah. And everyone was like – They were going at the Lakers yesterday. The Lakers are down because they traded away Caruso. So
now, who's your dark horse to get into the finals?
My dark horse to get into the finals?
Yeah, it can't be a favorite. Like, it can't be any of the four that we just saw last night, right? Like,
No. It's not gonna be definitely one of those four. If I had to be anyone, probably Denver. I mean, I like a Denver and on the East side.
I feel like you had a dark horse in your final, Miami.
Yeah.
Really?
True. I forgot about his pick on there. Miami, though, I consider them a dark horse to get to the finals. They're going to be a good team. They're going to be an annoying team is what they're going to be.
I don't like the idea of dark horse in the NBA because it just doesn't exist. Like, the closest we'll get is the Hawks last year. That's it. Well, they'll never make the final. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, Miami was in the finals just 2 years ago when they were in the I can't say the word because Bruno's gonna get mad.
The bubble, you mean? You mean the bubble?
The bubble.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm going home.
That big bubble that they were in, thing.
It's an excuse for
still affecting the day.
It's just we're gonna be talking 10 years. But is this season affected by the bubble, you know?
Well, it's like a continuation. It's like, when do you catch up to not being affected by the bubble?
Right?
Which is never
today.
Today's the day. I do agree. There has got to be a certain point where the remnants effects of this has got to be done. Like, there's not
right now at this moment.
MLB's not dealing with it. Hockey's not dealing with it.
MLS was in a bubble.
Yeah, they're not.
They were
not
next to the NBA.
A lot of people care about it, but they were in a bubble that, you know,
they were in the same campus.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. They were like they were like
at Disney, right?
Yeah, they were on the other side of the resort.
What a good time that was!
Yeah.
All right, we need to go ahead and run to our next break. When we come back, though, we want you to jump in on the phone lines.
Also,
Bruno's leaving. Yeah. Today's Wednesday, so Bruno's going to be gone. Which show is going to get right to the moon right now? But we want you to jump in on the F&M Bank phone line 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rocking fans. Visit nhl.com/stadium series tickets.
A trip to the World Series is on the line as the Braves and Dodgers battle it out in the 2021 National League Championship Series.
Line drive, that is through. Here comes Dansby, and the Braves walk it off.
Tonight, it's an epic Game 4 of the National League Championship Series from Dodger Stadium in L.A. as the Braves take on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:50 on your home for the Braves postseason, Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. Brenna Reagan gone for the day. He's headed to Clarksville to do judo.
Judo.
He didn't mention it, but I want to say congrats. He's partnering with another guy, and they're going to be opening a he announced it on Facebook, so I don't think it matters. But they're going to be opening another he's going to be a part of another judo gym in Murfreesboro.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is great. That guy loves throwing dudes around.
Mm-hmm.
That video I watched him do, and he was like teaching a class somewhere, but he just throws this nerd down.
That's so wrong.
He did, and then he was like, all right, here, we'll do it again. Like, he made it like the kid just does it again, and he's like, look, if I could do this, anyone could do this. And I'm like, I don't know.
I've been there, not with Bruno per se, but when I trained, like, I was always like the demo partner that always got thrown, and it just sucked.
Yeah.
Because it's just
you
like,
can tell the kid did not like. Yeah. He did it the first time, and he got up the second time and was like,
"This is not fun."
You know, he was like, "I'm good. I don't want to do like, this. Why are we doing this again? You just showed him."
Yeah.
It was the best.
No, I remember those days too.
Nick on Facebook says Mavericks in the finals. Book it. Luka going to go nuclear in the playoffs, like how Greek Freak did last year.
Nice with Porzingis. Cool. I hope they get along. With Jason Kidd? Nah, I don't see it.
Porzingis. God. Forget that guy's name all the time. I don't know why.
They do not like each other.
Why not?
Because he knows that the Dallas Mavericks organization is giving Luka too much say, if you will. Like, they know that, which rightfully so, Luka is the best player, probably one of the top five players in the NBA.
I feel like that's who it's.
That's who you're going to go.
It's the LeBron effect in NBA, right? It's like, oh, you're our best player, so this is what we do.
Yeah.
That's just how it happens. Scoreboard update for anybody who's paying attention around ALCS right now. The Red Sox are trailing the Astros 1-0 right now. They are in the they just got through the fourth, so they're going to the top of the fifth here.
Is this game four?
This is game five.
Game five.
They're 2-2 right now, tied up. So
it goes back to Houston no matter what.
Yeah, it's looking like that.
God.
Oh, I hate Houston so much. They straight up should have been penalized from going to the playoffs for like the next 3 years. They were caught cheating. They were caught. Like, they're nothing.
Why do I feel like their fan base has increased?
It does feel like it.
It does feel like it's like their fan base just went up after that.
And of course, you got Braves baseball in the NLCS. That right now 2-1 in the series right now. Braves leading it right now, just squandering the other night. Yesterday. I couldn't believe they squandered that lead. They had it. It just seems like the Dodgers just have whatever it is. I don't know if it's the kryptonite or what it is, but something they have something that just pulls that Braves out a little bit. I mean, this is a team, especially when you look at the Dodgers, 106 wins compared to a Braves 88 wins inside the regular season. And Braves had looked good, but something last week night with Charlie Morton and going forward into their bench or their bullpen, that is, just – I don't know.
Where were they up by four runs?
Yeah, I believe so. It was 5-2. 5-2 is what it was before it all got broken open. And yeah, there's a lot of people in baseball, like, this is a weird thing. Being up three runs and being up four runs is so night and day difference. Like, when you're up three runs, you're not safe. When you're up four runs, you're safe. Like, statistically, you know, all of baseball is so much analytics.
So it's like being up by, like, 10 points compared to 21 in an NFL game.
Right.
Right?
That really is. Even though it's just one run. But when you're up four, there's something about it. But I'm telling you, watch all these comebacks happen, all these plays, like what happened to the Braves. When you're up just three, it just feels like it could all crumble in moments. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, three runs could come in just a blink of an eye. And sure enough, that's what happened to the Braves. And they're out there in Los Angeles. I mean, if they can bring the series back to Atlanta, I mean, really, if they could just end it out, right? Like, win tonight, win tomorrow, and be done with the series and move on, it looks good. I mean, you know, the Astros are good right now. Red Sox are – they seem like they're good, but they're
– Yeah.
They don't seem like the overwhelming favorites anymore.
No.
You know? And
Houston does.
Houston, yeah, Houston.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say it for you, Zach, but I have to say it for you. Houston does look like the
favorite. I really hate those guys. Yeah. So, have you heard that? It's like that that 50 Cent interview. Have you heard the TikTok? And he's like, I really don't like that guy. Like, that's how I feel about you. I really, you know, that makes me mad. I really don't like that guy. That's how I feel about Houston. I really don't like them.
Who do you like tonight? Braves, Dodgers. Who do you like?
Urias on the bump for Dodgers.
Yes,
man.
He
hurt the Braves last season. When they were in the NLCS.
Yeah, Plaster didn't sound too excited when they found out that
Plaster is so negative. Yeah. When it comes, he like, I'll throw you into the mental, and this is for everybody else who's listening with Plaster. He wants to go on here and be like, oh, I think the Braves are actually going to lose. Because in his head, he's like, if I say that, they'll win.
Reverse.
Oh, he's trying to like reverse jinx himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Whatever you do in Nashville does not affect them in L.A.
Not at all. Zero.
Zero. I was at the Titans game in the press, and I was talking about – I was just so tired there at the game, and I was wanting to leave early. And somebody was like, oh, you can't leave early. Look at the game. It's, you know, you don't want to change anything. And I was like, hey, man, I am not one of the 22 people on that field right now. I'm not changing nothing. Nothing I do is going to change Derrick Henry running through grown men. All right? That's just going to happen. The superstitious people always kill me with that. You can't move. Got to wear the same underwear forever. Can't move. This is my spot. I got to watch. That does nothing. That does nothing. That does not help your team win. You wear that jersey over and over again and never wash it. You can wash it. It doesn't make you a better or worse fan for moving or maybe not seeing something at a certain spot. It's like that's always been crazy to me. But tonight, Dodgers Braves. I think Dodgers probably win this. I think they tie it up. I see the over-under on it right now is 8 runs, and Dodgers are the favorite, 219 favorite right now. They're just – when they get clicking, they're a team that's just dangerous. And that's why I picked them to go to move on kind of far. I mean, actually, I have the Braves moving on to the championship but losing it. But Dodgers are a team that if – you know, I think everybody was wanting the Cardinals to win so bad because Cardinals were at the time the hottest team in baseball, but – Dodgers are a team that they could spark fire really quick, and they have so much. And the Braves saw it last night, and that's why I wonder if what happened last night for the Braves, if that wasn't the spark that happened there for the Dodgers. Right. Like, are we going to see the Dodgers just win 3 games straight now because of how they are, man? Those bats, they have so much firepower on that team that in any order that there's not a spot in the rotation. You know, that you're going to feel safe, you know, or in the lineup, that is. There's not a spot in the lineup that you're going to feel safe that you're like, oh, now the 5, 6, 7 hitters are coming. Okay, good. Now we got to get these outs because, you know, take advantage of this. No, They have hitters across the entire team.
Yeah.
These guys can put up points in a flash, and the Braves saw that last night.
So let me ask you this. Of the four teams remaining, what's the best World Series that you outcome that you would like?
Did well, you, okay. I'll break it down from a couple different areas. You have overall viewers, right?
Right.
You want Dodgers, Red Sox. That's going to bring in the most viewers, hands down. There's just more Red Sox fans across the country. That people pay attention when the Red Sox are in there. Best matchup, I think, would actually be Astros-Braves.
Really?
Yeah. I do think that what we're probably going to get is Astros-Dodgers, you know, which sucks. Just, I hate it.
Well, still early. What inning are they right now?
They're middle of fifth right now.
Still time.
Yeah, still time. It's going to happen.
Down three, right?
Red Sox got figured out, though. Yeah. Not doing good. Devers, Martinez, and Renfro coming up. So I just, it's that. But I think the most fun that we get to watch the World Series is Braves Astros. Because you're going to have the storyline of the Astros. They're going to become the villain. That's what's going to happen. The Braves are going to become this underdog hero. And you're going to have Astros because everything's going to go back to what year? 2017, whenever they cheated. Everything's going to go back to that. All the storylines are going to be a part of that. People are going to follow them into that. And then the Braves are going to become this. It's going to feel good versus evil, which makes it the best.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you get Dodgers Astros, it's evil versus evil. Yeah. You know, it's like nobody. It's like, okay, the fan base is wanting to win, but nobody cares outside of it. But people will cheer on the Braves, especially with what they've gone through this season. Losing one of their best, I mean, their best player early on in the season with that ACL tear, and then still finding a way to move on. Freddie Freeman is just a likable guy. And I'm not even a Braves fan saying this. And
Freeman
I'm not,
hasn't looked great in the postseason.
That looked horrendous, but yeah. He'll, you know what? But
he's a good player. He'll turn around.
If he's in the World Series, I think he shows up and it makes a big difference for that team. But I would hate it. I think the Astros would probably win that if it was the Braves that they would play. But. And I'm also saying, like, obviously you can hear all the games here on National Sports Radio. So we want you to listen. The game's going to be tonight. You're going to be able to listen to that later on for the Braves-Dodgers starting 7:08. First pitch, that is. But, yeah, I think Dodgers are going to pull it out tonight, man. They're just such a good team, just in totality right now. They are just a strong, strong team. Ray, you got any current events that you want to get into?
I do. So did you see the news out of Tyson Fury? Apparently he donated his entire like purse from the last fight between Wilder and him to the homeless. It was like 8 million, I guess. That's like pounds, I guess. I don't know what that is, whatever. So I think that equivalents to like over what, 10 million in American dollars. He's like I don't care about being a millionaire, a billionaire. I don't care about all that stuff, whatever. I just, you know, I'm not gonna have any use for this money. I just rather just donate it. He's like, he eventually wants to build like homes and stuff like that for the homeless and stuff like that. Kudos to him. Did you see that?
That's crazy. That's kind of becoming the norm where we're seeing the these box, like go back to Jake Paul, right? Like the Jake Paul fight, he donated $1 million to bump everybody else up on the card so they could all have, you know, a good payout for being on that card, which was amazing to do. I mean, it's such a nice gesture. And we also know that guys like that who are the top of the card, they're making all the money. Even just from their purse, like not even just their purse, just everything else that they're getting, endorsements, all that kind of stuff. They're making tons of money. So Fury doing that, that's a really big thing to do. I mean, especially you go back and look at what Fury's done, like his history, and he's donating to homeless people. Like he's been there, you know, like Fury's life hasn't been, you want to go watch a crazy motivational life to try to pick you up and make you feel better about as yourself as a person. Fury's the guy to do it to because his entire story is, I mean, remarkable, remarkable. And honestly, he's a devout Christian. I mean, if you're listening to after he won the fight against Wilder this last time and inside of his locker room, he's got a, you know, Our God is an Awesome God, that song playing in the locker room, which is, you know, you, how many athletes openly do that besides Tebow? You know, not a lot. But his story, you just go and look at his entire story, it's amazing. So no, that doesn't seem that crazy that he would do that because he's just sincerely that guy. Like he is just absolutely 100% that dude who wants to help as many people as he possibly can. And even if you follow him on all his social media platforms, all he does is just try to motivate people. It's just over and over again. It's everything. And he always makes jokes. He's like, look at me. He's like, I am a overweight fat guy, and I'm the heavyweight world champion. Like, there's nobody better than me in boxing, and I am not in shape. So there's hope for everybody in the world if you want. And he was, you know, drug addict and
yep,
lived in the streets. I mean, terrible, terrible life that he led. And to now what he's done to change everything around. So good for him. I'm glad. And it's a lot of money. And $8 million, whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's still got $40 million in the bank probably, like right, chilling, which is, how, once again, Bruno and I talk about all the time, how much money do you need? You know?
Yeah.
Like, how much does Bezos need? Yep. Really? This is all the money in the world? All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you got?
So did you guys touch on the whole Washington head coach?
Washington State? Yeah, yeah, we talked about it a little bit. What are your thoughts on it? Because you're from around that area. Well,
there's reports out that the reason why he didn't get the vaccine was more or less religious, right? So I feel like that plays a part there. I mean, I feel like the Washington and the head coach, should have been able to figure out a way to work it out. Instead of like, okay, you're not going to get vaccine? Okay, you're done. You know? Like, you could have got tested every day or every other day. I mean, there would have been ways to work around that. I don't think that it should have led to where it is now, where he's no longer that Washington no longer has a football coach. I think it was just not a smart move.
Well, what I think is kind of the biggest thing out of all this that's happening is this is the first time, and this is what I said a little bit earlier ago, this is the first time that we've seen somebody actually go up against the establishment, right? And the establishment's the NFL, the NBA, college football, NCAA, all that kind of stuff has been, you know, you got to do this or else. You got to do this or else. And this guy's like, I don't want to do this. And so this is the first time I think we're seeing something very openly about this, you know, the vaccines and everything where it's going to be challenged in court. And there's a lot of people saying he's crazy and he's just doing all that kind of stuff. Everybody's life's different. I'm not here to tell anybody to do anything. But it will be a sight to be seen how this plays out, because this could be the domino that starts dropping towards the domino effect of these players are getting more fuel. If this guy wins his case or settles or anything, right? Like if he gets out of this with money,
that's a win.
It's a win for everybody who is, you know, for the Kyrie Irvings of the world. Right? Like the athletes who are like, look, you know, this just isn't going to work. Like you can't force people to do things. And like I said, I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. I'm not literally on any side of this.
Yeah.
I've openly got the vaccine. I openly did it for my job. I didn't do it, and not here, but to go cover Titans games. That's all very open. You had to do it. To get into that building, you had to do it as a media person. And I was like, fine. Did I do it with this idea of, oh, it's going to save my life? And no, I didn't. I didn't do it for that reason.
Yep.
I bet you there's millions of other Americans out there that did it because they just were like, I don't want to have to deal with, you know, sometimes you don't have to make a stand for everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, okay, I just do it and I'm going to move on. And that's just how I am.
We're just telling you where this will go afterwards. Just like looking around the corner.
Exactly. Because, and I don't want to have to this is a bunch of stuff to deal with. And so I did it. And that's just how it goes. And so I think this will be interesting to see how things play out with that court case. It'll be really interesting to see how it plays out with the court case, because it's the first one. You know, we've all kind of been waiting for this court case to happen, right? Like, we all kind of want to see what happens when you actually, because you've heard it from all sides, right? It's, well, it's not constitutional. Well, no, it is constitutional. It's a private business. It's like, okay, we've been hearing this from, you know, social media is full of professionals, right? But we've been hearing on all sides, even the show, we've had people call in on both sides of it, you know, talking about how it is. So watching an actual court case go out this, I'm excited to see how it's going to play out.
Yeah, because we've seen a ton of assistants. Also, they've lost their jobs or quit because of the fact that they want to get vaccinated for their own, of course, right and reasons.
Somebody's going to come out right.
Yep.
That's just how this is finally putting it to the test. Yeah.
So we were talking about NFC, the NFL, and like teams, we were talking about MVPs and what have you. Who are you sold more on, the Dallas Cowboys or the Arizona Cardinals?
Talking about Super Bowl wise?
Yeah.
Cardinals. Why do people not want to just give the Cardinals their due?
Yeah, because that was one, and I believe that. I that's why when you guys were talking about that, that's one of the questions I want to ask in terms of like, because that's something that's been swirling around social media right now because of what Amari Cooper said. They said that they've been going on this winning streak, and it's hard for them not to think about going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Which is true, right? But we've seen the Cowboys play the way they do, but aren't able to keep that level of confidence. They feel like they lose it sometimes, and they lose that inconsistency once they feel like they've got that momentum, and then they just kind of fall flat on their face. Because it's fair to say, their defense is overachieving, right? I mean, they're probably one of the worst defenses in the NFL in terms of, like, statistically. But they make plays.
You're talking about the Cowboys?
The Cowboys, yeah.
Arizona, well, look at Trayvon Diggs. What?
Yeah.
He's got an interception every game, yeah, he's got the most air yards.
Yeah, he had the great interception. What happened to the very next play?
Got beat.
Yeah, got beat bad for a 75-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
So we all think that, okay, so it goes down to this. Arizona probably fronts more of a better defensive team than the Dallas Cowboys, but do the Arizona Cardinals go as far as Kyler Murray? Who can take them further, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals or Dak Prescott and the Cowboys? Are you more which one are you more
of a believer? I'm still with Kyler. Like no matter what, like this was the thing last week when I was talking and I made the Browns game my guaranteed lock that the Cardinals are going to win that game, and they were the underdogs betting wise going into that game. Made zero sense to me.
Even with all the stuff that was going on, both sides, teams, no head coach, missing two other additional coaches, three other players.
You don't need coaches. Let's be honest. Head coach, who cares? Yeah. You know? It just doesn't matter.
But it makes some kind of impact, right? I mean, it has to make an impact.
Did it?
No. No. And it was because the defensive coach decided, like, we're going to just go and destroy Baker Mayfield that day, which they did.
And they did. And then Kyler Murray threw four touchdowns.
Like, it was nothing.
They were up and just kept scoring. They didn't have to stop scoring. It made A.J. Green have a tremendous day.
Yeah.
All right? So, for some reason, people just don't want to give Kyler Murray and the Cardinals their due. And I started talking about it after the week one here in Tennessee, watching that game, saying, all right, this I don't know if the Titans are this bad or if it's the Cardinals are this good.
Nick, you know, holler at your boy, Nick. Holler at your boy.
Yeah, I know. It's the Cardinals are that good, I think. I think they really are. If they stay healthy the whole way through,
yep,
sure.
What? Yeah.
Who in the NFC looks better than the Cardinals? Day in, day out, week in, week out, who looks better than the Cardinals? Nobody. Who in the AFC looks better than the Cardinals? Nobody. Especially after Buffalo loses to the Titans. And then you can't even say the Titans are all that great right now because you got a tale of two games here where they lose to the
Cardinals
Jets.
Didn't look that great 2 weeks ago against the 49ers, just be real here.
An ugly game in general. That was ugly,
which we all expect.
But they got the win.
They got the win. But
that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's just how you look at it. I don't know. We'll see, though. There's a lot of football left, and, you know, are they going to stay undefeated? Probably not.
No.
You know. But right now,
the 72 Dolphins will be happy about that.
Golly,
they'll tweet it out.
They'll
put it on social media. They'll have interviews on the NFL Network about, like, how they're so happy, popping their champagne.
Yeah,
another year.
I hate it so much. God. I hate it so much. All right, we need to go and run to our last break of the show. But remember, you can get in on the last segment, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line if you want to jump in. Got lines available for you. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to ask, go ahead and do it right now. Again, 615-844-5600.
Having a time trying to clean up this earlier wreck out here near the Sullivan Evans Bridge, and that's 24 eastbound, just past Shelby. It's crazy enough over here as it is. A steady flow of traffic continues down into Brentwood, Franklin, all that traffic down into Williamson County. Still out with that wreck on the west side. 6600 block of Charlotte Pike. It had traffic blocked in both directions. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. Eighth win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the Championship Four race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch, final moments before we get out of the way here. We're going to be heading over to Nissan Stadium to see the, not two-tone blue, but it's blue and gold. Is it yellow?
Like the Predators. It's just like the Predators.
Is it the exact same colors?
Yeah.
See, I respect when teams do that.
Like Seattle?
Seattle, or, you know, you got Pittsburgh. They're all the same colors up there. Like, it fits. It looks good, you know? But I guess, you know, Nashville SC, Nashville Predators, Tennessee Titans, you know what I mean? Like, if it was the Nashville Titans, then I really would say they gotta. But they're representing Tennessee, so they don't really need to.
What do you think the Predators were like an NFL-like jersey color? Do you think it'd pop? That blue and gold?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it would look like...
Michigan?
Well, kind of. I was thinking more of like Cal.
Oh, Cal?
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it would look like that. Or maybe West Virginia.
Ah, okay.
Look more like West Virginia.
Isn't West Virginia a little dark blue? Isn't it blue a little bit darker than...
Yeah. I wish they would do... I mean, that's so much. Like, hey, NFL, NHL, do you not like making money? Like, here's how you make money. Do a crossover with each other to where the cities that have hockey teams and have football teams do a jersey rendition of those teams. Like, we've seen all the mock-ups for the Predators and Titans where it was, like, Titans, Predators-inspired uniforms and Predators-inspired Titans uniforms.
Yeah.
Why not do that just as you don't even have to wear it one game. Just do it to sell.
Yeah.
Make all the money in the world because it looks cool. It looks so cool. The Sounds did that with the Predators. They did a giveaway for a jersey. I don't know if it was a jersey or something like that, but it was a Predators-themed Sounds jersey. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm. The only way you could get it, though, was by going to the game. I think it was like first 2,000 people got it or something like that. But it looks so cool. Why did they not do that more?
Yeah.
Crossover.
And that's the thing I worry about Washington, because they're going through this whole new rename and logo and brand rebuild, what have you.
Yeah.
If you look at the Nationals, the Wizards, and the Capitals, red, white, and blue across the board. You know, the Nationals are more red. You know, the other team is more or less like a nice blend. So, of course, Washington being the burgundy and gold, like, are you going to change your colors too to match the other three? Probably not.
Never.
But
it's too much. That's too much branding for them. They're like, we got to change everything, man.
Yeah.
Stadium's got to change. Helmets got to change. Color. Yeah. We got to change everything.
But I'll tell you this much. If you had like a the gold and blue, like Predators as a baseball, like jersey, that'd be pretty.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty fire.
All these things are so cool. I don't understand it. Once again, it's like, do y'all not like making money? Do you just not like making money? It's so boring. Like Titans, you know, Titans had the red jerseys back in the day. They never wore them one time. The team never wore them. It is still to this day, majority of Titans fans' favorite jersey are those old red with the navy blue tops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why you see them. I go even at the Titans game on Monday night, I saw tons of like Frank Wycheck, red jerseys, Eddie George, Kevin Dyson. Like I saw all those jerseys all through there. McNair's.
That should have been their color rush.
Yeah, well, why not?
Yeah.
You can still buy red jerseys in this new color, but they don't wear them.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You can go to Fanatics right now and find these jerseys for sale, and they don't wear them. And it's so annoying. Like, how the NFL puts this branding on there where they're like, you got to have certain, which of course is going to change next year where they can have two helmets. They can do two different helmets. But it's like, why not just let the teams have as many helmets as they want?
Yeah.
What's the point? It's just, if the teams are able to buy the helmets and have the helmets and they just have to put the colors on them, then let them do it. Whatever. That's how I feel about it, though.
I don't know if you were able to check. Have you seen this old Twitter war that Richard Sherman's in right now?
No.
No? You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Who's it with?
So it's some guy.
This guy's just rehabbing his leg, and he's like,
I love,
like, you know, I'm bored.
I love internet courage. I really do. So apparently Sherman tweeted out just like the other day where he said that he's disappointed, going to bounce back soon, asked a lot for my body in a short amount of time, we'll be back better.
Yeah.
The guy.
Which he did, by the way. He showed up, signed, and was starting the next day. Yeah. Like that, I even thought, I was like, hey, that's kind of crazy.
So the guy retweets back at him, says, can't possibly come back any worse. Where Richard Sherman said, well, I could come back as you. And then the guy replied back, he said, you'd immediately no longer be a threat to your wife, so that's good.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, really? Really? The courage here? Like, really?
Well, it's not even the courage. Hey, look, this is Richard Sherman's fault. I'm not even talking for the obvious of what he's done. It's Richard Sherman's fault. If you choose to engage on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, Instagram, and this goes for everybody.
Yep.
If you choose to go at somebody on social media, just expect unrelenting pressure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People are going to do that, especially with Richard Sherman. There's so much to go into, right? Like, there's so much that he's done outside of the obvious late stuff that's happened. But there's so much you can go at him for, and the crying meme he has and all that kind of stuff. He has so much stuff. So you gotta just know. And you know what's happened with Richard Sherman? He's probably fuming right now. He saw that, and he is just mad as he possibly can. Maybe he needs it. Maybe he needs that to try to, like, bolster him up or something. But he is just, like, not happy right now. Guaranteed he is not happy by that. And it's like, you got to just step away from it.
Yeah.
And unless you want it. Like, somebody like Bruno, he loves that kind of stuff. It never happens to him because he wants it. Like, he wants it too bad for people to go at him on Twitter. But it just never happens. I don't know. I don't feel bad for Richard Sherman in that situation. You're yelling at people on the internet. I've talked to other people
about
this. But
you've got worked up, though, in the social media where you're just like,
I don't yell at people on the internet. I say my point, and I go away. I don't attack anybody.
Because I know you got attacked a lot during the whole Titan stuff during your time. Like, yeah. Which is, we all know Zach. Zach laughs at that. Like,
I do every single time. I legitimately laugh at it. Because I think, have I typed out stuff and then deleted it? Absolutely. Right? But I'm not going to, like, I know what people want when I'm putting up an idea or, like, what he was saying. He was just saying something he felt was true to them.
Yeah.
And so he thought that, we need to say something like this. We need to do something like this. But he got caught up. He got caught up in the mojo right now. And that, you just got to be careful doing that.
Yeah.
You got to be careful doing that. So I'm not sure what, goes through their minds, especially somebody like Richard Sherman, who has millions and millions of dollars. it's like, what else you got for us, Ray?
So I don't know if did you see the story about Dante Wilder, where apparently the reason why he took up fighting was for his daughter, like she was dealing with disorder, whatever.
So he didn't even start boxing until he was like 22 or 23 or something.
He was working like four jobs to support his daughter in like her illness, and said that he'll do that. Now he's like a net worth of like $30 million.
Yeah.
So I like to hear stories about like that in boxing, like the Tyson Fury and stuff like that, and like. Both these guys, competitors, warriors, what have you, but it's always good to see that.
Oh, they're friends off mat, too.
Yeah, definitely.
There's been a lot of videos of them caught together.
Very different than MMA.
All right, that is going to wrap us up tonight. Everybody have a great night. Everybody be back here tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Got Braves baseball coming up later on tonight as well. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you. Be safe tonight. We'll see you tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021,